Welcome to The Realist Uncensored, where we're bringing you real fucking issues and real fucking opinions. I'm Checkers, and over there, as always, is MJ.
What's going on, everybody? Listen on your favorite podcast directory and Rumble.
Another crazy week.
Yeah, it always is.
Yeah, we got another potential Black Swan event that happened.
The Black Swan event.
The boat or the container ship going into the bridge in Baltimore.
Yeah, kind of weird how it just drove directly into it.
Hey, that's the world we live in.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we're not really going to cover that. It's getting overly covered by the news outlets or conspiracy theorists or make a video on it. Everybody's doing it.
There's a lot of coverage. A lot of coverage on it.
Yeah, but I mean, in other news for the show, we got rid of our Instagram. We got an article basically explaining that. And so we're no longer on there. We're going to try to use TikTok a little more to our advantage. But hey, knowing our luck, I'll probably get banned.
Yeah, probably. That's usually what happens with our shit.
Yeah, but so we got some interesting articles. We got piece of shit illegals being piece of shit illegals.
As always.
Yep.
Yeah. There's definitely a lot of shit going on, but we'll jump into it. And my first one's from Newsmax. Diddy's L.A. Miami homes raided in sex trafficking probe.
If you haven't heard.
The Los Angeles and Miami homes of Sean Diddy Combs were raided by Homeland Security investigators on Monday in connection with a federal sex trafficking case, CNN reported. Earlier today, Homeland Security Investigations New York executed law enforcement actions as a part of an ongoing investigation with the assistance from HSI Los Angeles, HSI Miami, and our local law enforcement partners. We will provide further information as it becomes available, the federal department said in a statement. Reporters at the scene learned that the home was registered to Bad Boys Films, a division of Bad Boys Entertainment, and one of Combs' daughters. In November, Joy Dickerson Neal filed a lawsuit against Combs, alleging the rapper, producer, and entertainment mogul intentionally drugged and sexually assaulted her when she was a Syracuse University student in 1991. It was the second lawsuit filed against Combs alleging sexual assault. Cassandra Cassie Ventura filed the lawsuit against Combs alleging past sexual assault and abuse. The lawsuit was settled in one day as the window of New York State's Adult Survivors Act, which gave victims until November of 2023 to file lawsuits alleging past abuse, was set to expire. "We will always support law enforcement when it seeks to prosecute those who have violated the law," said Doug Widger, a lawyer for Ventura and one of Diddy's other accusers, a Jane Doe, in a statement. "Hopefully this is the beginning of a process that will hold Mr. Combs responsible for his depraved conduct." I hope so, because this is opening a big can of worms that Cat Williams was talking about on the Shay Shay show. So this is just the tip of the iceberg. I'm sure this runs deep with many, many, many people attached to it. And it's disgusting. It's just the elitists thinking that they can do what they want and there's no repercussions for it. And now, hopefully, they're going to be able to prosecute.
Yeah.
Yeah. But that's it for that one.
All right. My next one is, it's kind of a little bit of old news, but when it dropped, it was a pretty big deal, is TikToker tells illegal immigrants how to invade American homes and invoke squatters' rights. So this video was going viral all over TikTok. I really don't need to read the article. It's from the New York Post, because if you haven't heard about this, then you need to get out more. You need to see what's going on in the world. But basically, I can sum it up for you as this piece of shit illegal fucking is telling all the other illegals coming into this country that he has a great idea on how to get a house in this country. And basically, break into abandoned houses or, you know, abandoned rental properties. And because the United States has such fucked up squatting rights that you're just going to be able to stay there. And this video went viral and, you know, got more than 3.9 million views. And he was talking about how his African friends were able to do this at seven homes in the country already. So, you know, when they say, oh, you know, we got these illegals crossing the border, you know, they're good people. No, they're not. And, what you know, how I sum it up is they're not good people. They're running from a crime they did in their country, whether it be small or big, because most of these countries in South America, they handle crimes differently than we do in this country.
Right.
So it's just comical to me, because then you got people in this country, certain Americans that want to stick up for piece of shits like this and, you know, defend them and say they're newcomers or they're undocumented. But the reality of the matter is they don't like Americans, whether you're defending them or not. So I don't understand the whole purpose of, you know, certain Americans in this country defending these piece of shit fucking illegals. And it's comical, because, you know, I'll talk to people that have migrated to this country legally and they're pissed off. You know, they did it the right way. They went through hardships and struggles when they first got here. And, you know, now they're doing a lot better. They're providing for themselves and their family. But you got fucking scumbags like this that are coming across the border because of a scumbag, old, dilapidated pedophile of a president leaves the fucking border open and then says, oh, I need a certain bill to pass in order to shut down the border. No, the fuck you don't. You opened it wide up. You can close it right the fuck down.
Exactly.
This is why we need Trump as president.
Yep.
To shut the border down. Because he already did it once. And then fucking dipshit Biden came in and fucking opened it right the fuck back up. And now we're dealing with this in our country. And how many stories, you can't go on any social media, you can't turn on the news, you can't do anything without hearing about one of these piece of shit scumbag illegals fucking committing some heinous, horrendous crime against Americans. And dominantly, they're American females that are being raped and murdered.
Yeah.
Or kids that are being raped and murdered. But yeah, you have a group of Americans that are in this country that just want to be like, defend them and be like, oh, it's okay. They're seeking asylum. They're seeking asylum. Oh, really? That's why everybody that's coming across the border is dominantly a military-aged male. If you were seeking asylum, you'd be coming with your family, correct?
Absolutely.
You'd be coming with your family, and you wouldn't be leaving leaving them behind.
No, you wouldn't be.
History has told us if you leave your family behind, you're going to war.
That's usually what happens, yeah.
I don't know. People got to start putting the fucking dots together. It's getting ridiculous. You know, everybody in this country is worried about the fucking stupidest things.
They are. They really are. It's sad.
And I'm not even saying like the last thing was stupid either, because it has to do with, you know, Diddle or P. Diddy there, but it's if he's involved in sex trafficking, that's a big deal. But people want to brush that under the rug too. Like they want to brush this illegal problem under the rug.
But you talk about abortion. Now, there you go.
Yeah. I mean, that's not a hot, but I can understand why it bothers. I can understand if you're a female and you're fighting that fight.
Yeah.
To a certain extent.
But if you're
a male, keep your fucking mouth shut.
But I mean, aside from abortion, there's way more, like this issue, this border issue is bigger than abortion, I feel like, because abortion will it only affects one like sector where these illegals, they're trying to infiltrate the country, so that it's going to affect kids, women,
it already is affecting kids and women.
Yeah.
Like, and the fact that, you know, you got these stupid fucking Americans in this country defending them, being like they're seeking asylum. How many times do you turn on the fucking news or go onto social media and one of these piece of shit illegals is fucking killed an innocent American, raped an innocent American, or like did some horrendous thing to an American? And that doesn't matter if they migrated here or they were born here. If you are legally an American, I'm talking about you. Doesn't matter your color, you know, your race, your sex, what you identify as. These illegals are coming in because and doing harm to Americans because you're American. They don't give a fuck about any of the other fucking things that most of these stupid fucks in this country are worried about like pronouns and, oh, you know, this is who I like to have sex with and I got to push this on you, or, you know, all the other stupid shit like, you know, them wanting to push the trans society on kids and kids know at a young age. No, there's more important shit going on in this country. You got to leave the fucking kids alone. And, you know, if you spent half the time, for most people in this country, if they spent half the time that they're worrying about kids and they worried about the border would probably be taken care of. But that will never happen because most of the fucking people worried about kids are fucking pedophiles.
Those are the only ones that are really worried about them.
Yeah. You don't, none of the parents are worried about them. They're just like sending their kids off with these fucking pedophiles because they're too busy worrying about getting their next high or the next fucking dopamine hit on social media.
Exactly. It's pretty fucking sad.
So that will wrap that up. I mean, that fucking piece of shit was banned from social media, and he was crying and making this big deal about it. But
yeah, and holding his kid too.
Yeah, but he's been mocking Americans since he got here on social media. So you know what? You know, eventually Americans are going to start handling this. I mean, perfect example of that is, you know, Pittsburgh. We talked about it pretty recently. They're not coming to calls. They don't have enough people in their police force. So, you know, you're putting that information out there, Pittsburgh, and you have illegal immigrants in this country that are looking for homes. And in my opinion, because we did a video about this on TikTok and posted it on our other socials, is, and if you didn't watch it, in my opinion, what's going to happen is, so now the word's out to go to these abandoned building houses or rental properties. What happens when those are all full with Hector and Juarez and, you know, Hernandez and Filippio? You know, they're going to start coming after the Americans' homes, like people that are living in their home.
Right.
And all you Americans that are like, oh, why do you need a firearm? I know I'm kind of all over the place, but I mean, seriously, this one little article covers so many fucking aspects of what's going on in this country.
Right.
People are going to find out the fucking hard way why the hell they're going to need a firearm.
Yeah, it's true.
Because when this Venezuelan piece of shit fucking kicks in your door and it's like, hey, mommy, hey, poppy, I'm here.
Boom.
Yeah, that's going to be the answer from a lot of people. That's the reaction we got.
Yeah, it is. People are, it's nice to see. It is nice to see people are like standing their ground. They're like, no, fuck that. You come to my place, you know. Just going to go sideways.
And for any American that is thinking about getting a firearm or wants a firearm, go get the fucking thing. Do it before your right is taken away.
Yeah, because that's what they're trying to do.
They are trying to do that. So that's gonna wrap that up before I end up taking up the whole show, because that issue is a pretty big issue in this country. And then, you know, you got people out there that just aren't about saying anything about it. They just want to not look at it.
Right. So that was pretty much about squatters. Yeah. Like squatting. So my next one comes from Fox 13 out of Tampa, Florida. Governor DeSantis signs bill that cracks down on squatters in Florida. The squatter scam ends today. Supposedly. Orlando, Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis says squatting is a scam that violates private property rights and signed a bill intended to help protect homeowners in Orlando on Wednesday. According to a video Florida's governor posted on X, formerly known as Twitter, squatters commandeering homes have become an issue nationwide. However, he says the state will be putting an end to the scam. We are in the state of Florida ending the squatter scam once and for all. All right, it shouldn't have taken a TikTok video for this to happen. There shouldn't be any squatters' rights. Is that, if that's not your property, if you do not live there, it's not legally yours, you're breaking the law. It's that fucking simple. I don't understand how all this shit fucking with the illegals having rights, with people breaking the law having rights. You broke the law. I'm not saying you should be fucking shot in the head for squatting, but there's certain shit that you need to...
That's what's going to happen, because in Florida, they have sheriffs and chiefs of police telling their citizens, hey, we would rather you shoot somebody that breaks into your house than call us. Because then when you call us, we already know what the situation is, and the person that broke into your house is already down.
Right.
So, you know, and then obviously, you know, just wait outside for us. Like,
right. That was funny when he said, I couldn't believe that he said that.
That's coming out in multiple counties or towns or cities in Florida. Like the police are literally telling, because they're so understaffed, and you know, the way that state is
and
that,
overrun with
with the illegals, you know, fucking Americans got to start banding together and taking care of this fucking problem, because your government's not going to do it. Your government's a fucking joke.
That's like I said before. We shouldn't have to do that, but whatever.
And the other thing is, you got fucking people. Oh, well, nobody's coming to save you. You got to save. Yeah, no shit. You got to save yourself. You got to look out for you and your family. But the thing is, you know, they're trying to say, oh, Biden's not going to save. Well, we already fucking know that. You don't have to open up your mouth and say that. They say Trump's not going to save you. Yeah, Trump's not going to save us either. But Trump... The only thing why you should be voting for Trump is Trump is not going to further the agenda of the World Economic Forum or what Klaus Schwab wants or George Soros or Bill Gates. Trump is going to put up a fight. And if he can stall that for 4 more years, then that lengthens out the process. And maybe more of you fucking Americans will open up your fucking eyes and see what the fuck's going on in this country.
Exactly. So it goes on to say, and momentarily I'll be signing HB 621, which will give the homeowner the ability to quickly and legally remove a squatter from a property, and which will increase criminal penalties for squatting, shared DeSantis during Wednesday's press conference at the Orange County State's Attorney's Office. HB 621 will take effect on July 1st, 2024. It creates a new way for property owners to remove squatters from their homes, which is, like I said, it's a good thing. I just don't understand how... They need to enact a bill to give homeowners the ability to get rid of squatters. That doesn't make any sense. It's not your property. They're trespassing. It's cut and dry. Everything with the legal system is pretty much cut and dry.
Yeah.
You do this, it's against the law, so then these are the repercussions for it.
States got to start passing more laws that benefit, you know, the homeowner, not some piece of shit that broke into their fucking house, like in New York City, where that lady got arrested for trying to get rid of squatters.
It's fucked.
But that's New York City. New York City is for the criminal and for the illegal. So if you live in that state and you're an American.
Yeah, I saw a video that a young girl, I forget how old she was, in her 20s, I think. And she was just, you know, in the subway. And some dude just looked at her and just fucking punched her in the face and just walked away. Just like, what the fuck is that? I mean, she's lucky for only getting a punch in the face because of, you know, the disgusting shit that's happening. But I don't know why anybody lives in New York.
Yeah, I mean the president of the United States left that city, Donald Trump.
Right.
He lives in Florida now, too.
Yeah. No, I bet you nobody's squatting at his place.
I bet you not. So my next one's from Newsmax, and let's go back to the fucking border. That is a fucking bloodbath, thanks to Biden. Fugitive senior MS-13 gang leader apprehended at the border. Oh, really? To all you stupid blue-haired fucks defending these people, they're innocent people trying to seek asylum. MS-13 is not a fucking innocent person.
No.
If you don't know who the gang MS-13 is, Google it. There's documentaries all over the place about this gang. A 48-year-old El Salvadorian national who is the senior leader of the notoriously violent MS-13 gang and among the FBI's most wanted fugitives was apprehended at the California-Mexico border earlier this month. Freddie Ivan Hondez Parter had been on the run for more than 3 years since he was indicted in the Eastern District of New York along with more than a dozen other leaders of MS-13 in December of 2020 on a terrorism offense, according to the federal court documents. So basically you can go on and read this one. I'm not going to get too into it. I mean, if you need to know just a little about the gang, that the MS-13's board of directors was once known as the 12 apostles of the devil.
There you go.
So if that doesn't wrap up what they're about, then, and you can't figure that out, then, I don't know what to tell you, but here we go. Another apprehension at the border. Well, you know, it's only people trying to seek asylum. It's newcomers. It's undocumented people. It's wrong to say a person is illegal. Like, no person is illegal. Yeah, you are fucking illegal. You're illegal when you cross that imaginary border down at the south or up at north. And you know what? We're a nation without borders. So technically we're not a nation. We're just North America. Canada can flow right through here. Fucking Mexico can flow right through here. We are not a nation anymore. We're just a bunch of fucking states and in what used to be a big nation, a strong nation that is weak as fuck right now because of the people that live in it. And most of the people that are causing these problems are the stupid fucking Gen Zs, the younger millennials, and, you know, fucking liberal white women. But, you know, I just hate people of color, you know.
Oh, yeah. I'm a bigot.
And I'm a transphobe. I don't care. Like, you can label me as whatever the fuck you want. The problem is right out there in front of your eyes, and nobody wants to see that, you know, a majority of you are the fucking problem in this country. Back in World War II, there were men lining up to join the military. And this happened after 9/11, but it didn't happen this way like it did in World War II. Literally, men, and I will call them men, that were under the age of 18 were lying about their age so they could get into the military. There was an 11-year-old boy that joined the military, and before he did that, he practiced making his voice deeper, talking in a deeper voice. And then he shaved a little, thinking that was going to help him grow some facial hair. He got into the military lying about his age. By the time he was 14 years old, he already had a Purple Heart and a Gold Star.
That's sick.
You know what our 11-year-olds and 11 to 14-year-olds are worrying about in this country? Oh, you know, the teacher asked, am I a boy or a girl? That's a good question. That's what our country's worrying about.
Yep.
We don't, you know, and then people that speak up or want to say something, we're told we're fucking morons. You're an idiot. You're this, you're that. Great. We can be morons, but you know what? I'm not going to fucking cross over to the other side or, you know, have to answer to whoever and then be like, oh, you didn't fucking say anything. You just sat there. You had all these ideas, but you didn't do shit. You didn't say a fucking thing. Exactly. You didn't do anything.
Or there are some people that say that they're doing something or want other people to do something, and then they don't do anything.
Look at it this way. You know, people, you know, religion is like bastardized in this country. I'm not going to say I'm the most religious person in the world, but people, you gotta start getting right with your religious beliefs, or, you know, right with that with God or whoever you believe in. Because one day you might be sitting on your knees and they're like, do you believe in God? Yes or no? And you better fucking answer the right way, because you're going to have to answer for it. And yep. You know what? They're trying to do away with religion. So if you say, yeah, you're probably going to be getting one right between the eyes.
Yep.
I already know my answer. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. Yep. So take it on to my next one from Daily Mail. Missouri father says he collapsed in grief after finding 24-year-old daughter's bloodied corpse in a bathtub and her child, 4 years old, beaten unconscious. Man 32 pleads guilty to murder. It's fucking disgusting. The father of a woman who was brutally murdered in her bathtub has described how he collapsed in the front yard after finding her body. Mackenzie Hopkins, 24, was found dead on January 15th of 2022 in her home in Kansas City by her father, Shannon Hopkins, sister Hazel, and police. Shannon told KMBC, I got a few feet inside her home and police pulled me out. There was a lot of blood. I collapsed in the front yard. Jose E. Escalante Corchado, 32, pleaded guilty to her murder and to first-degree assault on her then 4-year-old daughter, Bella, who was seriously injured in the attack but survived. Thank God she survived. He was sentenced on Tuesday to 30 years in prison. 30 years for killing somebody. In my eyes, he should get the death penalty. I don't think that he should be clogging up the jail system. Because he's going to get all the meals. He's going to be able to go and have yard time and all this other shit. Like, no, he shouldn't be living. I don't think it should be lethal injection, though. I think that's too humane. Hopkins was working as a nurse when she had Bella, and her father said she came into her own when she had a baby. She was found beaten to death in her bath, submerged in water, with her daughter beaten unconscious in her bed. Now, how the fuck do you beat a kid? Fucking, I don't understand that. Little 4-year-old kid, how the fuck? I can't comprehend that. I don't know. Hopkins had called. Hey,
seriously? The guy's not even going to make it through the fucking prison system. He can get 30 years. He can get 5 years. As soon as he gets into the prison, the prison's going to deal with it.
Well, that's true.
People think these COs run the fucking prisons. No, they don't. The prison gangs run the fucking prisons.
Yeah, they do.
And you know, if you come in with some fucking stupid ass charge against women, children, elderly, animals, these guys aren't about it.
No, they're not.
This guy's going to have a really hard life. He's probably going to off himself, or he ain't even going to make it too far into his prison life before he's fucking taken care of.
Oh, hopefully. Hopkins had called 911 12 hours earlier, and police said said people could be heard arguing on the phone, but no one spoke. But her body was not found until that evening, when her father requested police to carry out a welfare check. Her father said, it's impossible that this happened this way. She was caring. She was the most loving person. Hopkins' daughter, now 6, is living in Puerto Rico with her father. So hopefully that's a better situation for the daughter. Who knows? But it's sad. It's that somebody has the mental capacity to carry out, you know, murdering this person for no reason. And then beating her 4-year-old daughter. It just... I don't understand it. And that's, you know, I'm sure it didn't say anything in the article that he had any kind of other priors, but something like that, there's usually priors to that. You don't just up and murder somebody and beat a little kid.
No.
You know, there's other shit that lines up with that, which we talked about before on previous podcasts, that if these people held the line with sentencing and all this other shit, shit like this wouldn't happen. If they were held to the law and just fucking, they need to hold the line, and they don't. But that'll do it for that article.
Okay, my next one is from Fox 31. Local news coming out of Colorado. North Glen facility near elementary school to house convicted sex offenders. Wow, that sounds like a fucking amazing idea.
Near an elementary school?
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
North Glendale, Colorado. Concerns are arising in North Glen neighborhood about sex offenders living closely to a school and other vulnerable spots. This comes after the state recently gave the green light for transitional housing for people living in mental hospitals, convicted sex offenders among them. The city in North Glendale sent a letter to people who live near the facility saying they had no control over the decision. Even the state lawmaker expressed concern about who will live in the facility blocks from the elementary school. Alex Granados has lived in his home for 8 years. Soon he could have sex offenders living just in his backyard. I'm worried because I have three sons in grade school, and anyone living in there could talk to them, Granados said. A statement from the city said in the part, city of North Glen is concerned that we have no voice in this land use decision. Even the area state rep, Jenny Wilford of District 34, shared her concerns in a letter to the Office of the Civil Forensics Mental Health, which approved the land use. I do not believe the information provided was fully transparent or complete, Wilford said. Okay. Playground, daycare, pool, and more nearby. You know what should be nearby?
What?
A station where they can Blood Eagle these fucking piece of shit sex offenders. You could get a wood chipper. I don't know, just a baseball bat.
A baseball bat with some razor wire at the end of it.
Yeah, you get to pick which station you wanna go in.
That'd be cool. Yeah. And then you charge admission, make money off of it.
Yeah,
support the community. Yeah,
for the state.
Yeah.
You get rid of these piece of shit pedophiles.
Yeah.
Or these rapists.
That sounds pretty good.
It does. You could use your imagination and come up with other stations. Like maybe you could do it like a little fair, set up stands. The pedophiles come in and they're like, oh, I guess this is the way I'm going to go out.
Yep.
But no, this country would rather defend the fucking pedophiles and defend the sex abusers and get rid of the registry potentially.
Yeah, right.
That's what they're fighting for. They say it is.
That must go along with the minor attracted.
Oh, it does.
Person, not the pedophile, because it's too offensive.
It's offensive, and because of previous decisions in their life, they shouldn't have this shit following them around. It's not. It doesn't matter if they're in the registry. Their lifestyle is gonna fucking follow them around. They are attracted to kids, or these sexual abusers that rape. That's what they do.
Yep.
They're fucking pieces of shit. That's what they are.
Yeah, they are. It's fucking disgusting.
So there's a school in the neighborhood and a church nearby, Granado said. It's quite the area, and that kind of element has never been here before. That's a concern from Wilford, pointed out as well. In the letter, she noted the exact distance from this transitional home to a church, a playground, an elementary school, a home-based daycare, and a pool. If it's being ordered by the state, what choice do we have, Granato said, even if it is an inconvenience to the neighborhood. Fox 31 reached out to the Office of Civil and Forensics Mental Health for a comment. As of this story's publication, the request has remained unanswered. I'll tell my sons what they've been told before, Granato said, not to talk to strangers. North Glendale will host a meeting where the public can give their input. That's set on Wednesday, April 3rd at 6:30 p.m. at North Glen Recreation Center, community rooms 2 and 3 at 1E Memorial Parkway. So if you live in the Glendale area or the surrounding area and you listen to this show, get out there on April 3rd at 6:30. Make your voice heard. You know,
and that's what, like, they were like, oh, what can we do? Well, there's something right there. Come out, go, in the masses.
Go up. If you live in the state of Colorado, I don't care if you're fucking 6 hours north. Get the fuck out there. Get to the Office of Civil and Forensics Mental Health and fucking protest this shit.
Yeah.
Find, you know, tell them to put it in those fucking people's backyards where their kids are at.
Exactly.
And I'm not trying to make their kids the victim either, but, you know, they don't care because it's not affecting their children.
Well, see,
or
you
the
can
children
say,
of their area.
You can say things like that, which is fine, but it's never going to happen because it's more of putting things into perspective for them. It's like twisting the tables. It's like, hey, would you want this done to you? Would you want this in your community? And the answer is no. And other things that they can do is whatever address, building, or whatever the fuck it is that they want this transitional home to be in, fucking protest outside of it. Get some attention.
Call the news.
Yeah, just fucking blow it up.
Yeah.
Get on TikTok. Make some videos. Get on... Well, never mind. I was going to say Instagram. But just fucking blow it up. Keep talking. Keep being loud. And that's what it is. If you're just going to be like...
Yeah,
you know,
Mr. Granados, get out there. Don't just say, oh, don't talk to strangers because these piece of shit pedophiles, they're going to be in their room... fucking getting off to a kid walking by. That's what they're into.
Yeah, but then...
And then it's going to escalate.
Yeah, exactly. It's going to escalate, and then that kid, it's not going to matter. Don't talk to a stranger, because he's just going to come up and scoop the kid away.
Yeah.
It's not like he's going to try and lure him away.
And then everybody in the community is going to be like, oh, we don't understand how this happened.
Yeah, exactly.
All the community leaders, I don't understand how this happened. Pedophiles don't have fucking rights in this country, just like illegals.
Yeah. You break the, like I said, you fucking break
Dude,
the law.
To be honest, if this literally went to like some craziness, why would you be fighting the good Americans whether the side they are? Fucking take care of the illegals, the pedophiles, the rapists, the piece of shits of the community. Fucking let us police.
I know. Yeah. That'd be great. You think about, like, even New York spending millions of dollars. I think it might be into the billions of dollars now for the illegal immigrants. But yet, what the fuck are they doing for the homeless in New York City? They're doing nothing because they don't give a shit about America, Americans. They don't give a shit anymore. All they care about is making money. And for them to keep making money and have power and control is to have all these illegal immigrants come in and vote the way they want them to vote.
Yeah.
It's fucking stupid.
And I think, you know, you got all these people, you know, on social media, run them through a wood chipper. Why? I understand that's quick, but you should want these pedophiles to feel everything they put these fucking children through.
And then more.
So
in my
opinion, it should be taken care of like the law-abiding citizen, the movie.
I don't think I saw that.
Guy, I think Gerard Butler's in it, and people break into his house. They rape his wife and kill her, and he was left there for dead. And I don't know if there was a kid involved or what, but he was left for dead, and then he made it out. He tracked down the people that did this. And tracked down the leader, strapped him to a table, and started slowly dismembering him, I guess you could say.
God damn.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
that's how pedophiles should be dealt with in this country. And the fact that they are like, oh, we're going to move them to these facilities. You're not putting any fear into a future pedophile or anything. You're not making them afraid to do what they're doing. You have to make these fucking piece of shit scumbags that are lower than a cockroach in this world fear even thinking about touching a kid.
Yeah.
So it doesn't happen, because then if they do it, they know, okay, fucking yeah, you're not even gonna, if you were convicted by your peers that, yeah, you did this, you're not going to jail. You're not being put into some type of protective custody or sensitive needs yard. You're going to be fucking taken out to some other yard and you're going to be dealt with.
Yeah. And like you said, people blame their past and shit on that. No, you're an adult. You know what you're doing. It's you're sick.
If you're
in that, the thing is, what I would like to see happen is the victim's families are the ones that get first licks and whatever they do.
Yeah.
If they don't kill him, then okay. Then open it up to yeah. other people.
To the community.
Yeah.
Fucking piece of shit. And it's
because those kids are now affected for the rest of their fucking lives.
Yeah, and the thing is, these fucking piece of shit people that are like, oh, well, it happened to me. Well, if it happened to you, you should know the pains and the traumas that you went through. Why would you want to put that on another child?
Exactly.
Why?
Exactly. That doesn't make any sense.
That's the world we live in. They protect the pedophiles. They protect the illegals. We're trying to transition our youth into the opposite sex so it sterilizes them. Like, we are living in the Weimar Republic right now. And you stupid fucking people in this country do not understand that we are going to end up with another American we are going to end up with an American version of Hitler.
Yeah.
That this is how Germany fucking was. They went through the Weimar Republic, and then Hitler came about and was like, I'm not dealing with this shit. Not saying the way he dealt with it was the best way.
Nope. But I don't know.
There's things coming out now about him that he was a pedophile.
Who?
Hitler.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh? He's getting what he got. He's getting pineapples up his ass in hell.
Pineapples up his ass. All right. I'm moving on to my next one from Breitbart. Rep. John James. Ruby Garcia, latest victim of Biden's open border policies. Just another illegal here.
Just keep tacking up the victims, because it's just going to keep happening. And then,
it is.
And then when somebody victimizes or fucking brutally assaults an illegal, then that American is going to be held at the highest standard and the book will be thrown at him.
Absolutely.
For defending himself or his family.
Yep. Ruby Garcia is the latest victim of President Joe Biden's open border policies. Rep. John James says after she was shot and left for dead, allegedly by a previously deported illegal alien. Brandon Ortiz Vite, a 25-year-old illegal alien from Mexico, is accused of murdering Ruby Garcia in Grand Rapids, Michigan on March 22nd, shooting her and leaving her for dead on the side of U.S. Highway 131, according to police. Ortiz Vite, who has allegedly admitted to murdering Garcia, was previously deported to Mexico from the United States in 2020, but later illegally crossed the border, undeterred by Border Patrol. Now, see, this is where we talked before about AI and cameras and shit. He was already deported, so he should be on a list. Facial recognition should be able to pick him up, and he never should have got into the country. This young girl should be alive still. But, you know, because fucking government doesn't give a shit about any of us, just allows this shit to happen. James, who represents the northeast suburbs of Detroit, called out Biden on Twitter and urged him to intervene to stop the record-breaking flow of illegal immigration to the U.S. And it's never going to happen. They want this. This is part of the plan. And they need this. I actually saw a meme that the Democrats have lost the Americans' votes. So now they're just ushering in other countries into this country to get those votes.
Exactly.
And that's what's happening.
Exactly. Why do you think they're giving them all this free shit?
Yeah.
So then they're like, hey, here's all this free stuff. And then they're going to be like, wow, look at these amazing Democrats that are fucking helping out my family. You got the piece of shit, Eric Adams, mayor of New York City, started handing out the prepaid cards this week. So if you were an illegal immigrant in fucking New York City, you're getting a prepaid card. Your qualifications are you got to be a two-parent home with children under 5 years old. So migrants hearing that, they're going to steal a kid under 5 years old and fucking bring them up here and act like they're with this female or male to get $350 a week, which equates to $1,400 a month. But you got Americans that are a two-parent household with children under 5 years old, struggling every fucking day, going to work, working two or three jobs, can't keep food on the table. But you know what? Fuck them. They're American. They were born here.
Exactly.
They're going to vote Trump probably because we screwed them over so bad,
right,
with the inflation and all the shit that, you know, Biden has fucked up this country with.
Yeah.
But you know what? You're an American. Screw you. The illegals are gaining more and more rights. Like, when the fuck are you going to wake up as an American and be like, wow, this is not right?
It's probably not going to happen.
It's not going to happen till there's not a chance to do anything anymore. Exactly.
Until it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. Everybody that fucking wanted it, that did something about it, they'll be fine. They'll be off doing what they need to do. And all you stupid asses are going to be fucking lined up, getting put on the back of a truck or something, or put into a bus, or put on a train.
Yep. So it goes on to say.
Sounds like what the Nazis were doing.
Yeah.
Wow. And you know what? If it starts going that way and you start ratting out your fucking family or your whatever close friends because of fucking something the government, you're a piece of shit. You deserve what's coming to you. And I'm not saying here. I'm saying whenever you cross over to the other side or whatever it is, you deserve exactly what the fuck you're gonna get. Like if you're here now fucking defending these illegals, you're fucking defending pedophiles, you're trying to transition fucking kids, you're doing all this fucking stupid ass shit because of that seems like a good idea to you because some party that is in the White House in Washington, D.C. that doesn't give a fuck about you, they give more fuck about the money they're going to be making. If you're doing all that, I don't feel bad for you for what's coming.
Yeah, exactly.
You're gonna have to answer for all that. Not me.
No. Nope.
You made all those decisions. You think it's perfectly fine transitioning a kid. You think it's perfectly fine for an adult to be attracted to a kid. You think it's perfectly fine for criminals and scumbags coming to this country illegally and fucking rape and murder innocent women and children and men. I'm not going to exclude men because there are men being ran over by cars, hit by cars. But you guys in this country need to wake the fuck up and start voicing what's going on. Like that last article we were talking about in Colorado. Americans need to start using their fucking voice. And people want to say, oh, yeah, they listen to the show. You know, people I know, you're a fucking moron for what you're saying. I'm a moron for what I'm saying. I'm saying exactly what you want to say, but you don't have the fucking balls or the testicular fortitude to fucking say it. You can tell me about it. You can tell your friend about it. You can tell your close family member about it, but you can't get on fucking social media and say it because, oh, I might lose a follower. I might piss somebody off. Great. That's what a man does. They don't give a fuck about what they say or who it affects. They say it because it needs to be said.
Right, but there's not many men anymore that'll do anything like that. Because they're indoctrinated because they're scared. So
because they're, you know, they're little boys. Like if you can't get in front of a camera, you can't get on a microphone, you can't say what's on your mind. Yeah, you're a bitch.
Yeah.
The fact that you can sit there and talk about it with close friends, but you can't get out there. Oh, because I don't want to get into an argument. I don't want to offend somebody. I don't give a fuck. What's the word? What are you afraid of? You afraid of somebody's going to call you a name?
Yeah.
Somebody's going to say, use a word that you don't like.
Yep.
If you justify that somebody uses a word you don't like and it ruins your day so much, then yeah, you might as well go transition.
Yeah, because you're part of the problem with the country.
Yeah, you're part of the fucking problem. Go get your dick cut off and fucking go dress like a woman now.
But the article goes on to say Biden's open border policies are costing lives in Michigan. And it's not just Michigan. It's fucking everywhere. Today, he could implement border measures or use the authority he already has. When is enough enough? Say their names. So, you know, girl like Ruby Garcia in this article, Lake and Riley, and so many more are gone during your administration. It's fucking...
and they're forgotten about because you have these black females or, you know, different colored females because, you know, everything's a color or a race in this country. It's not you're American, but they want to attack and say, oh, the news has white woman syndrome. So when a white woman is battered or killed or whatever, they're plastered all over the media.
Oh, really? Here's a woman of color. She's
being covered.
She's Hispanic and she's not being covered.
Yeah, but that's what they're trying to say. Because she's Hispanic, she's not being covered. But the problem is you have two white males trying to cover the story. Right. I saw on X another white male trying to spread the word about the story, but these news media outlets, they don't want to cover it.
Yeah.
They don't want to cover it. They have an agenda.
Yep.
But you have stupid fucking people. Oh, it's because they're white. It's because of this. It's because of that. They're not even covering the white murders or the white rapes that these illegals are doing. You're seeing a quick story about it, but that's it. Then they're trying to cover it up.
Yep. That's going to do it for that article.
All right. My next article is from Breitbart. Michigan offers homeowners $500 a month to house these piece of shit illegal immigrants. Because I'm not using the whole term newcomers or undocumented. These people are fucking scumbags coming here. The state of Michigan is reportedly pushing a program offering citizens $500 a month to take in migrants. The program called the Piece of Shit Illegal Rental Subsidy is set to provide shelter outside the state shelters for refugees. The assistance would be available to homeowners for up to a year, according to MLive.com. Okay, then after a year, what happens? If somebody takes these fucking piece of shits in, these scumbags, what's going to happen after a year? You're not getting your payment anymore, and now you can't kick them out because of America's squatting laws.
And that's if they're saying that they're going to give that to you, and it might happen for a couple months, but they'll probably run out of money and be like, oh, sorry, can't pay you anymore.
So according to the state, those eligible include refugees, allies, special immigration visa holders, victims of human trafficking, Cuban and Haitian immigrants, Afghan nationals, and Ukrainian humanitarian parolees. Others who qualify include individuals who arrived under the family reunification parole process for El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, and Colombia. Individuals will individuals with a pending asylum application and other immigration individuals on a case-by-case basis. Amy Hovey, executive director of Michigan State Housing Department Authority, claimed the program would help migrants build a new life here. Yeah, build a new life in an American's home. Great. That sounds great. Fuck the Americans. You know what? Here's a measly $500 to take care of these fucking scumbags that are going to run up your fucking bills. This program is truly a win-win. No, it's not. It's a win-lose. It's a win for the illegals, a lose for the American, as it addresses the most pressing barrier to refugee resettlement by meeting housing needs while setting up families for success with increased employment and opportunity, Hovey said in a statement issued when the program was first revealed. The program is being paid for with $4 million from the state-funded Michigan Housing and Community Development Fund. Michigan became the final destination for migrants from Democratic Republic of Congo, Syria, Sudan, Burma, and Ukraine, taking more than 700 in 2022 alone. Michigan is not only the only locale offering homeowners cash to take in migrants. In December, official advocates in Denver began calling for localized citizens to take migrants to get them off hands of the city of Detroit, which has been drowning in the cost of housing Joe Biden's illegals. So that's what's going on in Michigan. You know, all these fucking blue Democratic states are fucking drowning with illegals. You fucking guys deserve it. You fucking politicians wanted it. And now you guys are like, oh, let's have the citizens fucking take it over. Well, the citizens are gone. Yep. Pretty soon, you Democratic fucking morons that are in office, you guys aren't even going to have a state to fucking run. It's going to be little El Salvador, little Guatemala, little Honduras, little Colombia, you know, little South America and all the blue states. We won't have Colorado anymore. Nope. We won't have New York anymore. We won't have Massachusetts anymore. We won't have Michigan anymore. We won't have Illinois anymore. We won't have California anymore. It'll just be little or new, whatever South American country it is.
I believe that.
Yeah, that's what our country's coming to.
So bring it to my next one from the Epic Times. Trump says he has $500 million cash as bond deadline looms. Former President Donald Trump posted on social media on March 22nd that through hard work, talent, and luck, I currently have almost $500 million in cash. This comes as the former president needs to put up upwards of $454 million to stay judgment in a civil fraud case while he appeals to effectively hold off the New York Attorney General from potentially seizing his building during the appeal. President Trump posted that he had intended to use a substantial amount of his money in his presidential campaign. Because unlike other people, he likes to fund his own campaign. And he didn't take a fucking paycheck from the United States while he was president. But aside from that, the article goes on to say the often overturned political hack judge on the rigged and corrupt AG case, where I have done nothing wrong, knew this, wanted to take it away from me, President Trump wrote. That's where and why he came up with the shocking number, which, coupled with his crazy interest demand, is approximately $454 million. The judgment total was $363 million, but breaks down with about $355 million of that specifically applying to Trump, $4 million to be recovered from Eric Trump, $4 million to be recovered from Donald Trump Jr., and $1 million to be recovered from former Trump Organization finance chief Alan Weisberg. And this is this ongoing thing that Trump has to go through, and it is the Democrats and the far left trying to suppress and push out Trump because they know for a fact that if it goes to a vote, that it's not going to work. That you know, you're going to still have those blue-haired fucks that are going to be like, yeah, Biden Harris. And they're going to do fucking 45 miles an hour down the middle lane with their fucking stupid-ass sticker. But that's not going to, they're not going to win because Trump is the better choice. He's not a savior. Some people, I understand, they think he's like the savior and all this stuff. No, he's just a much better person, much better president, and that's proof. Go look at the facts. That's not my personal opinion. It's facts. And he is going to get this country headed, like you said, on the right direction. And what needs to happen is they need to keep that momentum going.
And the thing is, as an American, whether you want to vote Republican, Democrat, Libertarian, Independent, Conservative, whatever the fuck you identify as when you go to the fucking polls, because it doesn't matter. You're going to get in an argument with them about what you're there to do anyways, because they want you to vote Democrat. But the thing is, look at it this way. You have a man who is already a very successful businessman, made millions and billions of dollars. He sacrificed that all for this country to start exposing the problems with this country. Because as a little itty bitty American just living life, we didn't see the bigger picture until Trump got in. And now you can compare that to a guy who has been in the fucking U.S. government for what, over 40 years or something?
I think so.
And what has he done? Absolutely fucking nothing. But he's made millions of dollars on the backs of taxpaying Americans.
Yep.
So you think about that when you go to the poll.
Yep. But that's going to do it for that article.
Okay. My next article is from, I don't know, which one do I want to do here? We'll do this one. Because everybody's getting their panties all twisted up about this. The FAA issues warning for air travel disruptions during the total solar eclipse on April 8th. So the Federal Aviation Administration issued a warning on Thursday about potential disruptions in air travel surrounding the upcoming total solar eclipse on April 8th. The event set to cast a path of totality across 13 states is anticipated to impact air travel operations before, during, and after the eclipse. According to the aviation agency, the FAA indicated the eclipse's effects on the U.S. airspace are anticipated between approximately 2:30 p.m. and 3:40 p.m. Eastern Time. At this time, some 32 million people in North America are expected to witness the rare event, which is anticipated to be the most watched solar eclipse in history. So this article is going to go on if you do care about this. The only reason I'm brought it to the show today is it's becoming very interesting that this eclipse is bringing so much attention, because like me and MJ have talked, or, you know, you just hear it. Like, why is this getting so much attention? Like, you have towns or counties in Texas, Oklahoma, Ohio, I think Arkansas, definitely New York, all the states within the path of totality are not having kids go to school, or it's a half day. But the states that I specifically mentioned, they have telling their citizens of those areas to stock up on 2 weeks of food or water. Make sure your car or your truck.
Yeah, it's pretty much that whole Red Cross list.
Yeah,
it's
got gas.
For natural disasters.
Yeah, it's got gas in it. Or, you know, in Oklahoma, they're going to have the National Guard there. And their whole thing with why they're saying this is, we've never experienced this many people, or, you know, we're going to need this many people there. We're going to have this many people here, so we need to be able to deal with it. Well, I understand that, but I grew up in an area that was a very high tourist area in the summer. 4th of July, you couldn't get around that weekend. We didn't have the National Guard out there.
Exactly.
You probably should have.
And there's going to be more. I mean, there was more people there than there will be in any one of these fucking towns.
And to be honest, what they're making a big deal about this. Why? I don't know. Maybe they got something planned. Maybe they're going to try something out, see how Americans react to it. But in this Biden economy, who the fuck's getting on a plane, flying out to one of these states to look at the sky for 5 minutes?
Right.
Explain to me that.
Exactly. Not even 5 minutes. The whole eclipse is like 3.5 minutes. That's it.
No, this one's supposed to be like 4.5.
Oh, is it? Yeah, it's extended. But, the extended version.
But who's taking off time? So you have millions of Americans just taking work off to just go look at the sky?
In the middle of the day.
Yeah, like, I don't know.
Pretty much thousands of dollars because it's expensive to fucking fly now.
I mean, a lot of it, and then you're going to have to stay at a hotel, you know.
Yep.
The state of New York has said that in this event, because they're planning on having so much traffic.
That's fucking funny. Nobody's going to want to go to fucking New York.
Hold on. They're planning to have so much traffic that the New York State Police and, you know, I think maybe the governor have come out and said, do not drive an electric car that day. Because if your electric car shits the bed in traffic, we are towing the bitch.
That'd be great. I'd love to see that aerial footage of just all these Teslas and all the fucking shit like, just littered.
But why are you expecting that much traffic?
They're not.
What is there going to be a mass evacuation of somewhere in New York? Like, I don't know. There's a lot of questions to ask. I mean, you know, I don't have my tinfoil hat on, so I can't be asking all these questions, but you know, you got to think about it. Why, you know, you got people talking about the 3 days of darkness. I don't think it's going to be 3 days where it's dark out. I think
the whole solar system would have to just fucking stall out.
Yeah. But I mean, we've talked about it. Like maybe it's going to be a try by the government where it's like, oh, 3 days of darkness. Fucking just hit everything.
Yeah. Shut no it, electricity. Shut it, and
shut
all
it,
that,
yeah, yeah. Shut it down for 3 days. See how these Americans deal with it.
Right. Right.
I don't know. That's your
everybody, every single person that I have mentioned the eclipse to, they're like, what the fuck is the big deal? Because everybody's seen an eclipse. They're using the wrong thing to implement whatever it is they're trying to implement. It's fucking stupid. Everybody can see through it.
Exactly.
So.
But hey, that's the way they want to go with it, so.
And that's like I said to you, you know, these people have unlimited fucking resources and this is what you come up with? Like, what the fuck?
Oh. Well, they can go this route because dominantly most of the people in this country or the world are fucking stupid.
They are. They are indoctrinated.
Yeah.
Just give them weed, TikTok, and a place to live. They're fucking good to go.
Exactly.
And the government assistance to get food too, because you can't work for that.
And the government assistance to keep your internet on, so you can game online.
Yep, and your cell phone paid for.
Yeah.
By the government.
Yeah.
But these people, but we're not a socialist. Sorry. My next one's from Newsmax. McLaughlin poll: majority says Biden seeking to jail Trump to stop him. Many Americans believe the country is becoming a virtual dictatorship with a solid majority saying President Joe Biden wants to put former President Donald Trump in jail to stop his electoral chances, a new McLaughlin poll finds. We should note that Russian President Vladimir Putin just won re-election by 88%. So he won his election by 88%, but he's one of the most evil people on the planet right now. But yet his people... 88% of them were like, yeah, we want you to still lead our country. You know, that's just the fucking, that's the bullshit that they're putting down our fucking throats is what it is. But he did only after Putin first jailed his leading political opponent, Alexei Navalny, and many of his supporters. Now, I don't know about that, but maybe if it worked. Now Biden's playbook against Trump seems eerily similar. At least a majority of American voters think so. In our new national poll, 56% of all voters think Biden really wants to stop Trump from winning by putting him in jail. Well, yeah, no shit. He's facing all these charges from fucking New York, all in fucking Georgia. Like,
hey, you want to know something though? Like, that dude is a fucking G.
Who?
Trump. They're asking of course. They're asking him, hey, how are you going to pay for this? How are you going to pay for the bond to get out? This motherfucker turns around, looks at the cameras, everything dead in the eye. Cash. And walks off.
Right? That's fucking great. The national poll of 1,000 likely voters with plus or minus 3.1% at the 95% confidence interval was completed between March 9th and 14th. Only 30% say it's not true that Biden is trying to jail Trump. A supermajority of Republicans, 86%, agree that Biden is weaponizing the justice system against Trump. This is also not a partisan issue. Independents agree 50% to 33% that Biden is seeking to jail Trump for political reasons, with moderates seeking 48% to 32%. Democratic constituencies also have a negative view of Biden's actions, with African-Americans at 41%, Hispanics 53%. Oh, that's about to fucking go up a lot. 56 at 50, Hispanics at 53%. With all these illegals here, once they can vote, that's going to be 100% of Hispanics. And women at 53% agreeing. Biden and his legal henchmen have truly made Trump a sympathetic victim. But like you just said, he's a G, so he's taking it and he's handling it, and he's going to fucking, he doesn't need to pay for any of his political shit. Like, just word of mouth will get him in.
Yeah, he's already won the vote. That's why the Democrats are scrambling, trying to get all these illegals in the country.
Right. And they did some more polling. But, I do believe that, you know, Biden, who is the head, I don't think he's behind any of it, to be honest, because he can barely get himself around. Never mind. Think of ways to try and beat his political opponent. What it is, it's the far leftist. They're doing this. But Biden, because he is the president, he is the leader. So he does take the blame for it. But they are trying to weaponize the justice system to not have Trump get in, which is against the law. But nothing will happen.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares? TikTok's still going. I still got my bowl. Still got my weed.
My next one is from CryptoPolitan. BRICS invites all countries to join it in killing the US dollar. Okay? If you don't know what BRICS is, I'll educate you a little. BRICS is an intergovernmental organization comprising of Brazil, Russia, India, China, South America, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and the United Arab Nations. So why would they want to take away the U.S. dollar? I don't know. I don't know why you care so much about the U.S. dollar. The U.S. dollar ain't worth shit because fucking Biden just keeps printing fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
We trust me, Russia. We don't need any help in this country destroying the U.S. dollar. Biden's got that.
We got it covered from the inside.
Yeah. Biden's got that covered as he's eating his chocolate chip ice cream, shitting his pants.
That's remaking.
Maybe
remaking
he shits
ice cream.
His pants so much because he's lactose intolerant.
Maybe.
And he's too stupid to realize that.
Yeah.
Poor old fella.
Nope.
The world is on the brink of a significant shift, and the BRICS nations are at the forefront, stirring the pot with a bold invitation. These countries are not just sitting around. They're actively recruiting members for the mission that could change the global financial landscape as we know it. The target, the U.S. dollar. Now, before you start thinking this is some kind of financial coup, let me walk you through what's happening. It's less of an overthrow and more of an invitation to a party where the U.S. dollar is notably uninvited. a fresh financial frontier. At the heart of the financial frontier is Russia, a BRICS member with a keen interest in Africa. The Russian president, a man known for mincing his words, has been vocal about African nations ditching the U.S. dollar in favor for local currencies, including the Russian ruble. Imagine the audacity to propose such a shift. But here's the kicker. It's not just about opting out of the U.S. dollar. It's about connecting Africa's banking system to the global network that sidesteps the Western financial straitjacket. BRICS isn't just throwing ideas into the wind. They're laying down concrete plans to build financial infrastructures that embrace local currencies. They're talking about a world where transactions cross borders without a greenback as middleman. It's a bold move, one that could usher in a new era of financial independence for developing countries. 6 months down the line, BRICS will be hosting its 16th summit at Russia's Kazan region. The timing couldn't be more perfect. Countries are lining up, intrigued by what BRICS is offering. Cameroon, with its diverse terrain and wildlife, is the latest to throw its hat into the ring. The African nation sees the value of aligning with BRICS, recognizing the shifting sands of the global economic scale. So this one's going to go on a little bit. It's nothing crazy. If you care that, you know, the U.S. dollar is losing its power, you know, go check this out. It's at CryptoPolitan. You can educate yourself a little more about that. But I find it kind of comical because what I'm seeing when I hear this is they're trying to push this new financial system because they know the American elites are going to want to push this globalized central banking.
Yes.
And BRICS is not about that.
Yeah, so they're trying to sidestep it. And it sounds like they're pretty much on their way.
Yeah, and they'll probably get it accomplished, and then the U.S. dollar won't be worth shit, and then it will just lead to more and more problems in this country.
And the downfall of the United States of America.
So, oh, well.
Yeah.
As long as the cartel is still bringing in your fucking drugs, I guess, you know.
Yeah. Really need that fentanyl. My next one's from the Daily Caller. Biden considering granting amnesty, handing out green cards to illegal immigrants. Nice, huh? President Joe Biden is currently considering granting amnesty to illegal immigrants in a bid to act on the worsening immigration crisis, according to Politico. Biden and his administration are weighing several ideas to take a tougher stance on the southern border crisis and illegal immigration amid criticisms he has thus far failed to act on either. The administration could start doling out green cards to illegal immigrants who have long stayed inside the United States, thereby giving them amnesty to stay in the country. Three people familiar with the planning told Politico. This plan would grant migrants who have been in the country for more than 10 years access to the cancellation of removal program, provided that they have relatives who would suffer if they were deported, according to Politico. Migrants could then receive a green card, a permanent residency grant, if they meet the cancellation or of removal requirements and an immigration judge rules in their favor. It would represent a large effort by Biden to take action on behalf of the illegal immigrants who have long stayed inside the U.S., the three officials said, told Politico. The Obama administration took similar action in 2012 with a deferred action for childhood arrivals program, which that came out fucking great. We did an article last week on a guy that came through with that and fucking look what happened, which delayed the deportation of illegal immigrants who came to the U.S. when they were minors. So this is going to go on with a bunch of historical stuff that really doesn't say anything. But this is just the first step in the illegal immigrants that are coming through in the past year or so to just hand them a green card. So once they have a green card, they establish, you know, citizenship, and then they can fucking vote. That there's just, here's, everything is being laid out in front of you people, and you need to fucking wake up and see the writing on the wall, because guess what? We're going to turn into literally a third world country. We're on our way.
We already are. Don't say we're on our way. We are. Go into the inner cities.
Yeah, that's
true. We talk about New York and New York City. Nobody wants to go there. No. Nobody wants to. That used to be a thriving city.
Mm-hmm. That'd be a big tourist spot.
That's a third world city. You go into fucking Boston, Massachusetts. Same fucking shit because of your Democratic fucking governor, Healy.
Right.
You go into fucking Chicago. You go into Denver. You go into the fucking state of Arizona with dipshit Hobbs. You go to fucking anywhere in California.
Missouri.
Fucking Missouri's a fucking joke.
Yeah, the whole state's a fucking joke.
Going to California. That's a third world country. You might as well just cut that off the fucking country.
Yeah. That was supposed to happen.
Yeah, it should have.
Supposed to have been a big earthquake. And then did you hear about the, if that happened, they were going to make that island that's floating away a jail. Just the whole island would be the jail. That'd be great.
Yeah.
But
they wouldn't send pedophiles there.
No.
They got rights.
They need to be by schools and churches so they can feed their fix.
My next one's from the Epic Times. Two more governors block credit card companies from tracking gun sales. Indiana, Utah joined seven other states in passing laws banning the use of codes to track firearms and ammunition sales. Nice.
Good.
Two more governors have approved bills that prohibit credit card companies from tracking gun sales in the respective states, with a firearm industry trade association spokesman suggesting this proves ongoing efforts to restrict Second Amendment rights are not going to be tolerated any longer. On March 13th, Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb approved HB 1084, and Utah Republican Governor Spencer Cox approved HB 406. Both measures prohibited the use of merchant category code MCC to track and purchase firearms and ammunition. Indiana and Utah joined seven other states in passing laws banning the use of MCCs to track firearms and ammunition sales in their respective jurisdictions. MCCs are four-digit numbers established by the Switzerland-based International Organization of Standardization, IOS, that identify a type of business and the kind of goods or services it provides. The codes are assigned to businesses by credit card companies and can affect the fees a card user is charged for credit card purchases. The firearms and ammunition specific MCC 5723 was created by the IOS on September 9th, 2022, in response to a petition from New York-based bank, which says it supports hundreds of progressive political organizations, campaigns, and candidates. The bank's president and CEO, Priscilla Sims Brown, said, "We all have to do our part and stop gun violence, and it sometimes starts with the illegal purchases of guns and ammunition." However, the announcement was immediately met with a flurry of bills in West Virginia, Idaho, Mississippi, North Dakota, Florida, Montana, and Texas, drafted specifically to block the new MCC effort in their respective jurisdictions. So this one's going to go on, but hey, if you live in Indiana, Utah, fucking go stock up.
Everywhere.
Go pull out that credit card and start a swiping. That's my advice. Because this probably isn't going to last long. They're going to push something through where they're going to start being able to track you. Again.
Or just find some other loophole or way of doing it. And, you know. Yeah.
So fucking get after that.
So my next one's from the Epic Times. Despite Supreme Court ruling, states are still confiscating people's homes. That's not cool.
Oh, please explain.
Well,
I'd be surprised. Well, I'd be surprised if it has nothing to do with the illegals.
And I was just going to say they need them for the illegals. Tucson, Arizona. Horses taught Christine Searle the importance of being fair. Intelligent and innately honest creatures, horses know when deceit when they horses know deceit when they see it. She wishes they could teach that principle to the state of Arizona. The 70-year-old horse trainer and Arizona native is on the verge of losing her life savings over an unpaid $1,607.68 property tax bill. I owed them money, and that's what they should get. The money I owe them, Miss Searle told the Epic Times. I don't think they should have the right to take all of it. Arizona is one of almost a dozen states that allows creditors to keep all the proceeds from sales of homes foreclosed due to unpaid taxes, known as a tax lien sale, according to the Pacific Legion Foundation. A 2022 Supreme Court case out of Minnesota offers some hope to property owners in these situations, but only if a similar case is brought in their state. In the 2022 case, the justices ruled that Minnesota's practice of keeping all the proceeds of a tax sale constitutes an illegal seizure of property. Absolutely. The taxpayer must render to Caesar what is Caesar's, but no more, Chief Justice John Roberts wrote in a unanimous decision. But under their current laws, 10 states and the District of Columbia have no means of returning to the excess proceeds of a home sale, what Mountain State's legal foundation lawyer representing Ms. Searle called home equity theft. The states include Alabama, Arizona, Colorado, Illinois, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New Jersey, New York, Oregon, and South Dakota. Ms. Searle hopes her case will be the one to set things right in Arizona. An Arizona county treasurer can place a lien on a property for taxes owed. These financial claims are then sold at an online auction. In the auction, buyers bid the lowest interest rate they intend to charge property owners to redeem their lien. The bidding begins at 16% and the lowest bid wins. But that is absolutely ridiculous. She is 100% true that if she owes $1,600, she should have to pay $1,600. And that's it. Not take your whole fucking house. That doesn't I don't understand how that was ever a thing. I understand it might be like a kind of a scare tactic or something so that you actually pay your bill, but I don't know. Get on a fucking payment plan, set up a payment plan, set up fucking high interest rates or whatever. But to take somebody's house, come on, over $1,600? What the fuck? I can see if you owe as much as your house is worth, then there you go. Yeah, that's 100%. But $1,600 is probably maybe her mortgage payment. Actually, she's 70. I don't know. She probably doesn't even have a mortgage payment.
But, you know, that's another week in our country, you know.
Our beautiful country.
Yeah, it's great, great, fucking amazing. I think everybody that, you know, our grandparents' generation before that, man, they are just looking back and be like, wow, how'd you fuck this up?
They are rolling over in their graves.
Exactly. I mean, it's pretty horrendous what's going on in this country. And if the Democrats get in, it's only going to get worse.
Yep.
But I don't know. That's going to probably wrap it up for us on this lovely, lovely Friday. If you didn't know, you can give us a follow on X and TikTok at checkers_and_MJ. We are on Truth at the_realist_uncensored. And we are on YouTube and Rumble at the_realist_uncensored. Go check us out at you know, those social media platforms and give us a like, follow, comment. You can go on there and tell us we're a fucking idiot. You know, that's great too. can also, if you really want to personalize how you tell us we're an idiot or a moron because we're speaking out against this shit, you can email us at therealistuncensored@gmail.com. And you can hear episodes every Friday. Every single Friday, you can tune in and hear us talk about how amazing this country is and, you know, the future we got to look forward to.
And the upstanding citizens of this country.
Oh, the illegals?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, that's what it's coming to. I mean, it's sad, but I know that's going to have to do it for this week. If you like the show, share the fucking show. Share this episode. I don't give a fuck if your Aunt Grace agrees with the way we deliver it or what we're saying. Share the show with her. Everybody needs to hear the message that we were just talking about. If you agree and you were shaking your head, you're like, yeah, fucking tell them. Fucking that's great. I agree with that. Fucking share the show.
Exactly.
You want your balls to drop a little as an American? Share this fucking show. Fucking, I guarantee the women share this show more than the fucking men do.
Yeah, because their balls are bigger.
Exactly. Hey, have a great fucking weekend. Enjoy the little freedoms you have left. And I don't know, maybe we'll be on these mics next Friday. Maybe we won't. I don't know. Every day is a gamble in this country.